The Alaska House passed legislation that would change the tenure system for urban teachers, extending their probationary period from 3 years to 5. During the probationary period, teachers can be let go without cause. But if they stay in a district long enough, they're automatically granted the right to be put on an improvement plan before they can be dismissed. For many in the Capitol building, the issue of tenure is a personal one. A number have been employed as teachers or have family members who work in the education system. Representative Bob Lynn, an Anchorage Republican, falls into both of those categories. He voted against the bill, and he sponsored an amendment striking language that would have allowed schools to revisit a teacher's tenure periodically.
We need more teachers in Alaska, not less. Why would any teacher who is smart enough to teach want to apply for a job teaching in Alaska when the only thing we can hope for is a phony baloney tenure on top of a less than good state retirement system?
While teachers' unions have come out against the bill, supporters of the bill, like Palmer Republican Shelley Hughes, believe changes to the tenure system are needed to give schools, districts more flexibility in hiring and firing.
And I taught in a private and public institution, and I wasn't cut out for it, so I do have a deep admiration. This is definitely not an attack on teachers, Mr. Speaker. It's about our children.
Because of the difficulty of attracting teachers to rural schools, the bill was amended to make an exception for districts with fewer than 5,500 residents. The bill ultimately passed 28-10, with three Republicans joining the minority Democrats in opposition.